Christ our light. Thanks be to God. This is the day Adonai has made. Alleluia. Let us rejoice and be happy today. Alleluia. Proclaim the triumph, heaven and earth, for Christ is risen, as he said. The crucified, the living God, who dwelt 3 days among the dead. He broke apart the gates of hell, freed waiting Adam from his chain, and in the radiance of our Christ, the face of Moses shone again. Christ died for us in bitter shame, but now he lives in power and might. His fire unquenched, his vital flame, fills all the world with joy and light. The uncreated Abba prays, the living and unconquered Son, who with the Spirit reigns supreme, triumphant Trinity in one. Amen. May the peace of the risen Christ make us glad. Alleluia, alleluia. I rejoiced when I heard them say, let us go to God's house. And now our feet are standing within your gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is built as a city, strongly compact. It is there that the tribes go up, the tribes of our God. For Israel's law it is, there to praise God's holy name. There were set the thrones of judgment of the house of David. For the peace of Jerusalem pray, peace be to your homes, safety within your walls, in every dwelling place peace. For love of my family and friends, I say peace upon you. For love of the house of Adonai, I pray for your good. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. May the peace of the risen Christ make us glad. Alleluia, alleluia.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Peter stood up with the 11, raised his voice and proclaimed, Jesus the Nazarene was a man commended to you by God with mighty deeds, wonders, and signs, which God worked through him in your midst, as you yourselves know. This man, delivered up by the set plan and foreknowledge of God, you killed, using lawless men to crucify him. But God raised him up, releasing him from the throes of death, because it was impossible for him to be held by it. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Oh, sing a song that is new. Alleluia, alleluia. Oh, sing a song that is new. Alleluia, alleluia. You are my God, I thank. thank you. My God, I praise you. Alleluia, alleluia. Glory to the Abba and the Word and the Holy Breath of Love. O sing a song that is new. Alleluia, alleluia. Let this same mind be in you, that was also in Jesus Christ. Alleluia. Though he was in the form of God, Jesus did not snatch at equality with God. Lord Jesus, he emptied himself, taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of human beings. Lord Jesus, and being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even death on a cross. Lord Jesus, therefore God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name. Lord Jesus, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth. Lord Jesus, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Abba. Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Abba. Glory to the Abba, and the Word, and the Holy Breath of Love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Let this same mind be in you, that was also in Jesus Christ. Alleluia.
O risen love, you appeared first to women and made them the first apostles and evangelists of the resurrection. May the many gifts you have given to women for leadership and service be recognized and affirmed in communities of faith and in civic and economic life. O risen love, you appeared to the disciples huddled in fear and breathed on them the life force of your loving spirit. May each of us inhale your spirit, permit it to transform our hearts, and then join you in breathing forgiveness and compassion into this world, gasping for life. O risen love, you revealed yourself to dejected and despondent disciples in the simple yet sacred act of breaking and sharing bread. May we recognize the sacred in every part of our lives and the power of your presence in the sharing of all your gifts that nourish and sustain life. O risen love, you reveal yourself to Thomas as the one who had been slain, and to Saul as the one who is being persecuted. May we recognize you in all those who have been wounded by scapegoating, oppression, marginalization, imprisonment, addictions, depression, and disillusionment. O risen love, with every appearance you blessed your disciples with deep peace, profound joy, and the end of fear. May our celebrating of these great 50 days of Easter extend these blessings to all our sisters and brothers and all of your beloved creation.
O dear Abba in heaven, holy be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Do not bring us to the test, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
We bless and thank you, O gracious God, for all that you have done in raising Jesus from the dead. You have conquered the power of death and opened to us the way to the freedom, flourishing, and fullness of life which your love offers to us and all of your creation. May the risen Christ open our eyes and breathe into our hearts that we may recognize him in the wounds of the world, know him in the breaking and sharing of bread, and follow him in his risen life, now and forever. Amen. May the God of life, who brought Jesus through death to new life, bless us with peace and joy. Alleluia. Amen. Alleluia.
Let us bless Adonai, Alleluia, Alleluia. Thanks be to God, Alleluia, Alleluia. Regina Caeli, laetare, Alleluia. Quiaque meruisti portare, Alleluia. Resurrexit, sicut dixit, Alleluia. Ora pro nobis Deum, Alleluia. Rejoice and be glad, O Virgin Mary, Alleluia. For our love is truly risen, Alleluia. Let us pray. Holy, immortal, and mighty God, you have brought joy to the world by raising Jesus from the dead. By the prayers of Mary, his mother, and of all the myrrh-bearing women, raise us up with Jesus and bring us to the fullness of life. We ask this through the same Jesus Christ, our risen Lord.